There are moments in life that change us forever. Today, we're going to look at a passage that reminds us why God's grace doesn't just save us, but it transforms the way that we live. I once heard a man who had just been released from prison share his experience. He recounted how the days and nights felt endless, and really the horrors that went on behind bars and the constant fears of attack. And he said, "I will not go back to that place." You could see it in his eyes, the hatred for that place. And you knew without a doubt that he was serious. I mean, he wanted nothing to do with that place or anything that would cause him to end up back behind bars. He was a free man now, and he wanted to live like it. See, when a person comes to Christ, they're saved by grace, not by merit, not by keeping the law, not by performing rituals or working your way up a ladder. Salvation comes by God's grace alone. And we're freed from the prison of sin. But many ask the question, so if forgiveness is guaranteed from God, well, does that mean that we have the freedom to sin as much as we want? Well, let's look at what Paul said in these two verses in Romans chapter 6. We're going to be in verses 1 and 2. It says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?" See, Paul responded with an emphatic no. His question to them was, why would you want to? And really, that's kind of a question to us too, right? I mean, do you remember your sin? Far too often, people refer to their past as the good old days. But let me tell you something, my friends. The sin that I lived in, there was nothing good about it. I mean, don't you remember the pain and the hurt and the suffering that it caused, not just to yourself, but to others? Do you remember the emptiness that you felt, the constant anxiety and worry and fear? I do. I remember who I was. And I don't want to go back to that life ever again. I mean, Christ freed me from that life. He set me free from the power of sin and the death that it brings. He set my feet on a new path in a new place. And I'm marching towards my Savior. I'm not looking back. I'm not turning back because we are prisoners who have been set free. We're not going back to that place. Christ is calling you to leave it all behind and follow Him. Are you willing? Are you ready to surrender? I pray that you'll do that today. If you've got a little more time, let's spend some time diving into this beautiful gift of grace. Just go grab another cup of coffee, and I'm going to send you some questions that'll help guide our time together in His Word as we study and reflect. All you have to do is just text the number on your screen, and I'm going to get that sent over to you pretty soon. Hey, thank you guys for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.